I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The Appleton Police Department is investigating a deadly crash where a dump truck carrying sand tipped over and crushed a car at an intersection. Around noon on Thursday, a heavy-duty tow truck was exiting northbound Wisconsin 441 onto East Calumet Street via the off-ramp. Police said the wrecker left the roadway and entered the median, causing the dump truck it was towing to become detached. The dump truck then rolled over and collided with a vehicle that was stopped in westbound traffic on East Calumet Street. First responders attempted to render aid to the driver of the vehicle that was struck by the dump truck. However, police said the driver succumbed to their injuries at the scene. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran to end the war in Iran is a step in the right direction. The federal lawmaker from Oshkosh says President Trump recognized reality, and that is that Iran with nuclear weapons is a threat. Johnson says we dramatically weakened them but did not achieve the goal of the surrender of the current regime. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is implementing an emergency rule to battle an invasive fish species in the Lake Winnebago system. The DNR is working to monitor and remove round gobies from the system's waters. Beginning today, there will be no limit on the number of gobies an angler can catch. Officials said it's because they need help controlling what could be a rapid population growth. The DNR said the gobies could ultimately lead to the displacement of native fish populations. The emergency rule will be in effect until November 16th. Country music superstar Tyler Hubbard will be part of the U.S. Air Force's salute to America's 250th birthday as he performs at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2026 on Monday, July 20th. The program is being presented by the Air Force. The Ripon Historic Preservation Commission is funding a downtown Ripon historic walk in July and August. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
The first two dates are Friday and Saturday, July 10th and 11th at 2 p.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. Susie Menk is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian. She says the walk will begin at the library, go through the downtown, and make its way to the Historic Society on Watson Street. Participants will be offered treats at the Historic Society and have the option of being a bused out to the Little White Schoolhouse afterwards for a tour of that historic structure. She says it's a great opportunity to learn more about Ripon's history.
I just think it's cool. Ripon has so much history, and so many people don't know a lot about their own hometown, so this is a great way to just learn a little bit. There are so many neat historical buildings downtown.
Participants must be able to stand and walk for 2 hours. Registration is required and space is limited, so call 920-748-6160 to register. Two more walks are scheduled August 7th and 8th. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Ripon Fest kicks off at Marlow Park in Ripon today. It's a three-day-long festival featuring a carnival, food vendors, beverage tent, parade, fireworks, and much more. Today's highlights include Jerry Unger with The Fog at 8 p.m., fireworks at dusk, and the REO tribute band Richcraft Project Red after the fireworks. In the event of rain, the fireworks would be held tomorrow night. Saturday includes a parade at 11 a.m., the car show, and a road trip will perform from 8 to 11 p.m. A new feature on Sunday is a tractor show. No carry-ins or dogs will be allowed in the park during Ripon Fest. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.